Hi, I'm Irma Minerva at the University Libraries at UNCG, and this is your podcast of the week.
Hello, this is Beth Ann Kelsch and Jennifer Motzko, and we're here with Bill Finley, the head of Special Collections and Archives, who organized the upcoming book exhibit entitled Bound to Please, Don Etherington and Monique Lallier Designer Bindings.
Can you explain what artist bindings are?
Well, an artist binding may be a little misleading because it sometimes gets confused with artist books. An artist book is something where one particular person or a group of people completely design the book. The binding, choose the paper, choose the typography, choose, if not actually write, the content of the book. Whereas a artist binding might be more properly called simply a designer binding or a custom binding, because usually that is the only thing that the artist does, provides the binding for an already produced book.
Can you talk a little bit about exactly who Don Etherington and Monique Lallier are and why they are important with designer bindings?
Don Etherington and Monique Lallier are husband and wife. They live just outside of Greensboro in Bryan Summit. Don Etherington for years has been one of the foremost conservators in the world. He was one of the chief consultants for the safekeeping and the renovation of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution in Washington. He designed special cases for them, as well as working on preserving the books themselves. He was one of the chief consultants in the Venetian floods back in the 1960s. And he's also a very prominent custom bookbinder. Monique is a wonderful bookbinder who has done bookbinding workshops throughout the country and in Canada, and I think some in Europe too. Both Monique and Don have done workshops all over the world. Both of them have had shows on their bindings throughout the country, and Monique is a past president of the Bookbinders Guild.
So what are some of your favorite books in this collection?
That's very hard to say, because if you were to ask me that question from one week to another, I'm sure I come up with a different one each time. Some of the favorite books in the custom bindings are those that simply indicate a great deal of artistic effort. One of Monique's books is a binding for a book of natural history that has a tree design on the front and back covers. The tree and the leaves are all composed of little small bits of different colored leather that form the design on that. And wow. The number of hours it took to put that together is just mind-boggling. So I guess, you know, some of the favorites are those that just kind of strike you as being unusual or something that is eye-catching because of its combination of colors or just an unusual design.
So I've seen some of these books, and they are just beautiful, and they're works of art, and understandably, they're very expensive. So how do you, as the collector or the curator, decide which of their books you want to collect and add to our collection?
I've always said it'd be safer if we had a committee to select these things. I wouldn't feel accountable for what I buy and don't buy of custom bindings. But there are a lot of considerations there. Usually I look for a binding on a text that is also representing a significant addition to Special Collection. So that if we had an opportunity to get a binding on a text that we didn't already have in Special Collection, that would be a double enticement for me. Other than that, it's purely whatever kind of catches the eye as being most representative or most unusual or in some way instructive in the world of book arts. I can see 10 of Don's and Monique's books and want all 10 of them, but sometimes you have to have other considerations to prioritize, and of course price sometimes is a consideration. But subject matter and the relationship of the binding to the subject matter, I think, is a primary consideration there.
Great, awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the exhibit and artist talk will be on Monday, November 15th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. in the Hodges Reading Room. The event, sponsored by the Friends of the UNCG Libraries, is free and open to the public, as is the exhibit. A reception will follow the talk.
Maybe cookies. And the exhibit, which I encourage everyone to come to see, the books are beautiful, will be up from November 15th through December 22nd. And can be viewed Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 in the Hodges Reading Room which is on the second floor of the old part of Jackson Library. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.